And welcome back. We are back. Sorry about the interruption. I got a Mexican band playing next door, sharing the Jag Studios with me. The world famous Jag Studios. We're going to pay the bills around here somehow.
Did you guys
people.
Get tacos from those guys?
No.
But well, si, compadre.
They'll soon be out of the country. It's not going to attach to them.
Okay.
Hey, listen, it wasn't me. This is how you make America great again. You got to make sacrifices.
Carnitas. I love it.
That's right. But we wanted to take the show in a different direction this time. In that, we wanted to get back to the roots very quickly. And because Mr. Marcel wanted to share a ghost story that
some
happened.
Creepiness.
Yeah, man. That happened secondhand.
Secondhand, yeah.
From a third world country.
Yeah.
It's creepy enough as it is.
Yeah, this story comes from my mother. She told me my mom is from Peru. And, well, you guys remember the story, the movie, The Omen, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so...
And The Exorcist.
That's like the number one scariest movie in the world, right?
The Exorcist?
Ever been? Yeah.
Yes, oh, yeah.
Sir. That's what ADD
That is a creepy movie.
I heard that
Yeah, but...
The Omen.
So this yeah.
So we're have to satisfy this with came, The Omen, all right? Go ahead.
I'm going to take it back to the 70s, where The Omen was... The original Omen was barely coming out, and... my mom and her cousin wanted to go see the movie. So they went to my grandma and they said, hey, can we go watch the movie, please?
¿Podemos ir a ver una película?
Amá, ¿podemos ir a ver una película? Pues, no sé.
¿De qué trata? No te fantasmas.
Sí, pero no quiero que llegues tan tarde.
You guys got audio of that interaction? How'd you do that? Wow.
Que sea de Disney.
So,
oh my god, George, I think we found your character.
Yeah, there you go, that's there you go. Brilliant. That's George's character. Yeah.
That was the guy that just came from the van next door. Right.
How'd they get in here?
No, so, they asked my grandma, and then finally, my grandma she gave in and she's like, okay, but you guys can't come home late. And I guess the first showing started at 11 o'clock at night. So, they're like, yeah, we'll be back, don't worry about it, we'll be back. By 1 o'clock. And then so they get there, and I guess they got there late. So they still wanted to watch the movie, and they decided to see the second showing, which was like at midnight.
Oh, damn.
And yeah,
the
watching
haunting hour.
To be fair, that's the movie you want. I mean, that's the time you want to watch this movie.
Yeah,
right.
The creepy as shit.
Are they walking? Do you guys have to like? Do they have to walk to the?
No, they were driving. They were they were driving. But so they got there, they watched the second showing, and then they got out super late, probably like around 2 o'clock in the morning. And they're like, oh shit, we're gonna get in trouble. We gotta get home fast. So they decided to take a shortcut. Guess where the shortcut was? Behind.
Through a shopping mall?
Yes, through a shopping mall. That's exactly
through a Trump Tower.
It was a cemetery. No, so they decided to take a shortcut back home, the fastest way, which is logical, and it's behind a cemetery. And once they hit behind the cemetery, there was a stop sign. So they were stopped, and, you
alto?
Know, obey, alto, por favor, alto, al, carajo. That's what they say in Peru, carajo.
Oh, I heard that.
But, so they're stopped at the stop sign, and it's like 2 in the morning, and they see a little old lady starting to cross the street at the stop sign. And they first thought...
Did
like,
your mom gun it? Or the old woman?
Quick, before she fucking crosses.
Arroje la vieja!
No, so they looked at each other and they're like, what the fuck is an old lady doing out this late at night? It's fucking 2 in the morning. What old lady is out at 2 in the morning? And as the lady starts crossing... No, well, as she's crossing the street, she gets closer to the car, and they notice that the old lady doesn't have a face. Like, they can't see her face. And then they notice also that she's not walking. She has no legs. She's floating. So they're like, what the fuck?
By the way, that's the best way to travel, dude. Floating everywhere. Anyway,
I'm pretty sure. Hey, yeah, it's pretty relaxing. Eh? But, so yeah, they look at each other. They're like, what the fuck? Are you seeing the same thing? And then they look back and the old lady's gone.
Oh, she disappeared.
Yeah, she completely disappeared. And, you know, the lady, according to them, was dressed in, like, regular old lady clothes. And she just didn't have a fucking face. and she didn't have legs. And that was one of the creepiest moments that my mom said that she'd ever had. It was like in her fucking life.
So my big question for you guys is, what did that movie have to do with seeing that apparition? It had to influence it somehow.
I bet it was a lot. Maybe.
A lot.
I bet the influence of the movie was big in that those kinds of movies sort of prime you for that sort of thing, don't they?
Well, I would understand that, but at the same time, they both saw the same thing.
If
two people see the same thing, I don't know how much of an influence the movie had on that.
Yeah.
As opposed to it actually happening.
Yeah, no, and it is interesting when you hear about that kind of thing, when people have those shared experiences. Like, I had a friend who said that when she was a little girl, she has two older siblings, right? An older brother and sister. And the brother and sister are closer in age than my friend is. My friend was a little girl. They were maybe, you know, early teens, whatever. And they were hanging out. The brother and sister were. And my friend, who was a child at the time, wanted to be a part of the group, but they were at home. And they went out into the backyard, the brother and sister did. And my little friend followed them out there, you know, sort of, hey, let me be a part of the group. But she couldn't get further. She couldn't get further than the front, the back door. They wouldn't let her go out further than the back door. And she says she remembers seeing her brother and sister go out into the backyard, and my little friend is at the back door, sort of at the sill, because she can't go any further than that. And she says she remembers nothing past that point.
She blacked out?
Yeah. She blacked out.
She remembers blacking out and just remembers nothing. And she said many years later, the three siblings were, now as adults, were sitting around talking, having a conversation. And that the brother and sister start talking about that night. And the brother and sister said, yeah, we went out into the yard and we looked up and we saw orange lights dancing around in the sky.
Right. And this was a nighttime.
Yeah, dancing around in the sky. And they're like, what? And then my friend was like, what did they look like? And the brother and sister, again, everyone's an adult now, started describing what the lights look like. And my friend said, oh my God, I saw that in a dream. I thought I dreamed that.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa. Huh.
So, abduction? Is that what you think?
I don't know what it was, but something might have happened that night. Because my friend, remembers nothing in her actual memory, but has dreams, apparently, of a thing that her brother and sister actually saw.
Oh, wow. So, you think your friend might have some sort of sensitivity to her?
She does. She is one of those people, and maybe it's just a chick thing, where she says that she can tell the future in her dreams. Like, she has somewhat done that for me in my life.
Really?
Told me the future. Yeah, she predicted, someone I was going to date or something like that. Huh. Although life is weird like that, because I'm not sure. I think I shared this story on the last show, which is I saw in a dream that the tobacco tax would pass in California.
No, yeah.
Right? But, you know, you could argue that could just have been my fear, being a smoker, of what would happen, right?
Would there be any way that you could have read the tax and then just associated that with
another
dream?
Angry tax person.
Right. Maybe. I mean, I guess. Although I did have a weird experience regarding dreams the other night. The other day. I was in a dream. I was watching TV or something, and I saw that someone on TV in my dream, as I say, someone in my dream, was wearing a pair of shoes that I have in a different color than I have them. And then the next morning, I went out to get coffee, and one of the people there was wearing those same shoes in the same color pattern. That freaked me out.
Wow.
That actually just happened like last week.
Well, you're a pretty rational guy, so what does that mean to you?
I don't know what that means. I think it does say something about the nature of time. Right?
Okay.
Is it possible that when we go into the dream world, we go into our subconscious, and when we're in our subconscious, we can access time that is all happening now? Could that be a thing?
That's quite possible. I mean, the human brain has so much potential to it. You know, there is a possibility that there's a certain area in our brain that is used for, you know, predicting the future.
Yeah, man, and you hear some weird shit in terms of the things that people say. Like, I know, ironically enough, this same friend's husband, her husband, the same girl who had the weird abduction experience, possibly, said that she had a husband who, this didn't exactly happen to him, but it might as well. No, it's something, I actually just realized it. But, no, you hear about guys. There was a guy, her husband is a sniper, was a sniper in Afghanistan, and would talk about how, like, before he killed a guy, an enemy, with his rifle, he would see the guy's life flash before his own eyes.
Oh, that's
what?
Cool.
Like, yeah. They say that when you die, like, but except that happened to him for everyone he shot.
Really?
And it fucked him up. He came home. He was homeless. He was all fucked up.
But, okay. My question is then, well, how would he validate that that was actually the guy's life?
God knows. I mean, look, he might just be a weird schizophrenic guy that ended up on the street. Oh, you know, homeless on the street.
Yeah, I think that's funny because I think what it all comes down to is time warping, right? It has to be kind of like time warping somehow, right? So obviously you see the guy's life flash before the guy's eyes, right, in an instant or whatever. Your shoes that you have the dream prior and then you saw it in real life later on. Mm-hmm. I think maybe our senses are so fucking kind of linear that it's only when we're conscious that our fucking senses blur what really fucking happens and that everything's happened probably at the same time somehow.
Okay.
Yeah. No, I mean, physics backs that up. I mean, how often do you hear that attached to something George said? But physics supports what you just said, which is that all time must be happening now. See, I'm not a skeptic, stupidly. I just want scientists
to... You just pretend to be one on the radio.
I just play a skeptic on the radio. Woo! Good one, guys.
That's a zinger.
You got it.
Yep. Oh.
Wait, okay. So I have another question then. Do you guys think that precognitive dreaming could possibly be influenced by, you know, something else? Something outside
of
this world?
I think because when you unplug, when you go to sleep, you unplug from your perceptions.
Okay.
Right? And you actually tap the realness of things that we just...
I don't know. That's when I like to plug chicks.
Yeah.
I feel holes in their sleep. I learned it from Bill Cosby.
His phantom penis. So,
that and Spanish fly.
But think about it. Like, you only hear people say shit like that when they're on drugs and shit, right? Okay. When you're fucking... Your senses are fucking tweaked.
If it wasn't for date rape, I'd never get laid.
Yeah.
Well, the reason I asked that is because there was a story of... You guys have heard of the Mothman, right?
Yes.
Okay, so the Mothman...
He got his ass kicked by Spider-Man in episode 15.
And George is one joke of the night.
He did get his ass kicked. No, but, okay, back in, like, 1967...
Wait, I think he fought Godzilla, didn't he?
That's Mothra.
Mothra!
I'm only human.
No, okay, so the first sighting of Mothman was back in 1967, okay? Mm. And it was in this place called Pleasant Point, okay, in West Virginia.
Not so pleasant a person.
And so
two in a row.
What the hell?
Put chocolate down it. Where's that Mexican band?
All right,
bring
it back. Let's stop the show here before it goes to... This has got to be a sign that something's going to explode in the next 4 minutes.
So how they describe Mothman is a human-like figure, but also mixed in with a giant bird with like a 10-foot wingspan. And the first sighting was these guys. They were in a cemetery digging a grave for a funeral. Wow. Then
Jay just did.
Just a little jiggy.
Temptations,
This is just my imagination. Running away with me.
Those guys were recording next door instead of the Mexicans.
So these guys were digging, right? They were digging, and it was late at night. And then all of a sudden, they see something fly over them close range, like right above their heads.
Right.
And then what they described was a huge bird-like creature flying over them, but with glowing red eyes. Glowing red eyes. And that's Mothman.
Everyone turn on your imagination TVs in your head.
But the thing that it relates to precognitive dreaming is that there in Pleasant Point, there was a collapse of a bridge called Silver Bridge. Mm. And what happened is a lot of people reported dreaming the collapse of that bridge. And there was one case where a woman reported cars underwater and then colorful items around the cars. And so what ended up happening is when the bridge did collapse, 46 people died, unfortunately. And there were cars and Christmas presents.
Oh, my God.
Christmas presents.
Christmas okay. presents.
Because people, was it like around Christmas time?
It was like November 15th. Actually,
that's tragic.
The 50th horrible. Anniversary was November 15th.
Yesterday.
Wow. Yesterday. Yeah, so what I'm saying is like maybe Mothman could have had some influence on those precognitive dreams of the bridge collapsing. Mm. What do you guys think?
You know, I did hear once something like that. Okay. My first instinct is to think this is all a bunch of horseshit. But then I had my weird dream about my shoes.
Oh, and that totally brought into reality.
brought into perspective.
I mean, it is something. It suggests that there's something. I mean, why I would dream about shoes and not a bridge collapsing, I don't know. I maybe could have done something to prevent. Although, what am I going to do? But
Air Jordans.
Oh, no, it's the shoes.
They were, Air Jordans submitted the future to me.
They were Jordans, actually. They were great
what?
Jordans.
How did I know that? I don't know.
Whoa, Air Jordan was the Mothman.
Was I just taking a nap a couple of seconds ago?
No. That's a key. On that note, our next show will deal with soulmates, everybody. I think I found mine.
But what does it have to do with a guy digging fucking shit in a grave? I mean, why does it always have to be kind of pictured around, like, mysterious things around? Why are they digging a grave in the middle of the night, anyway?
Oh, I don't know. I mean,
mob guys.
No, worship mob. I guess the story goes, you know, they were preparing for a funeral. They were digging the grave for the funeral the next day.
Working the night shift.
Yeah, the graveyard shift. The graveyard shift.
Maybe that's where that came from.
Whoa. Well, actually, yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah. Oh, my God, we just... United parallel realities.
Right. So, yeah, no, I mean, I find that fascinating. It really is although when you think about it, what would be the purpose then of Mothman? Because, I mean, look, okay, let's assume that this is a thing that's happened, right? Wouldn't it be your responsibility then if you saw the Mothman to do something about the bad thing that's about to happen?
Well,
like
no.
Get out the bug zapper shit?
I mean, no. No, the people didn't.
Space full of raid.
The Mothman sightings were before, obviously, the bad thing happened.
Tragic.
The people didn't know that, you know, Mothman equals disaster.
And wasn't he around Chernobyl or something?
Yeah,
like
yeah. There's more sightings of Mothman around the time that Chernobyl happened. And if you guys don't know, that's Russia, the nuclear explosion.
Yeah, reactors went
haywire. The reactors went haywire. But there were reports of seeing Mothman before the reactors went fucking haywire.
So you're saying Mothman was influencing the meltdown of the plutonium.
They quite possibly. That's one of the theories.
Why do you guys think people associate like angels and things with wings? Why is it wings? Because they fly. I mean, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I have wondered about that as well. And I mean, when you think about it, you can't really get around on wings that efficiently, right? I mean, what if there's a wing?
Unless you're an angel.
According to the stories, like, because there were multiple sightings at Pleasant Point as well, and one couple. They were driving a car. They saw Mothman, and they tried to get away. But apparently, he kept up. They were going like 70 miles per hour, and Mothman was pretty much flying circles around them.
I totally will let myself get captured. Just to see where he takes me.
It kind of reminds me of that
it's
movie,
like, you know what,
Jeepers Creepers.
You know what they're going to do to get rid of that dude? Turn off their headlights. All
right? And then crash.
He just flies around in a weird circle.
He flies off into the moon or some shit.
I got you. Wait, whoa.
I'm smart and Mothmanic.
Where did they go?
They disappeared.
Ah, shit. They're not going to be happy about this. I lost them.
That's right. Mothman sucks at his job.
But, I mean, you have to think, like, what would be the possible connection? Like, some creature all of a sudden showing up, and then disasters happen.
Well, listen, I'm, you know, when you hear people talk about, I can't believe I'm saying this is coming out of my mouth because I'm
the guy with the Air Jordan Nikes that he dressed. I believe that.
Air Jordan.
And they were Jordans. I can even tell you which ones they were. I'll show them. Put them up on the website.
Put them up on the website.
I will. Let's get the ones from my dream. Let's find a picture. Ooh, I'll show you guys the picture.
I'll take a picture of my dream and then
have to go in.
There's technology for that.
Yeah. Yeah. No. It's. I mean, what would be the purpose? Gosh, because they also say that, don't they say aliens show up around nuclear test sites?
Yeah, or something, you know, I've heard shit from Bashar, right? Shout out to Bashar.
Bashar.
Hey, Bashar.
Awesome.
Hey,
Bashar, you're
huge. He mentioned Bashar's, he's a group from Yael Yael, right? Technically a ship that's positioned about 20 miles vertical of Arizona.
Okay.
Right?
George is the only guy I know who can talk about this stuff with the same casualness as he would talk about going to get his car washed or something like that. So I want to go.
It's like,
wash my car up.
So Bashar is up there.
He's
20 miles vertical.
If you're in China, he's down there.
The name of the ship is called Yael. It's essentially this far off
the group,
Earth,
bro.
But
that's,
I digress. Excuse me.
So they mentioned that they actually sabotage nuclear launches and things like that.
Really?
They actually dismantle, I guess, things in rockets, because they said back in the 80s, there was a big turning point back in the 80s, like in 83, 84, with the Cold War with Russia.
Right.
That there, that was.
Why didn't they do anything about Chernobyl then?
Well, hold on, check it out. I'm getting back to this part.
God damn it.
God damn it. According to them, there was a splitting of timelines back in the 80s when there was actually going to be a third world war. And there actually technically was a version of it.
So we're all dead?
Yeah. Wow. There's a version of that had happened.
Yeah, I don't think I like that.
And human consciousness actually was to a tipping point, which was actually more beneficial, more positive than negative. So there's the version that we're living in right now, split off back in the 80s. Okay. Well, the whole point was,
what the fuck?
Yeah,
splitting timelines.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah, split times.
What,
so,
if I wasn't born
so
yet?
So, you were living back then.
Yeah. So according to that timeline, yeah, we weren't born.
You were
George was around.
George is dead.
George is dead.
I was dead. Yeah, I was like 13. I remember that.
Yeah, you're dead, bro.
So, I remember, like, this one particular time where they were, like, it was the middle of the night, and it was fucking Reagan, and they're talking, he had, like, newscasts and shit, that they were going to fucking, they were in a Cold War. He was explaining all this shit, that there's possibly going to be, like, some serious tension. There was some serious tension.
Wow.
That Reagan was on TV in the middle of the fucking night and shit like that. But nonetheless, but the good point is,
oh my god, dude, can you imagine that happened? President Trump caused an emergency.
Yeah.
Address to the nation.
Listen, people.
What would that
people
sound like?
But what they were explaining was
Marcel, what would that sound like?
Look, we're gonna have a problem here. These people are not fucking around.
They're not fucking around.
President Trump, who are these people?
They're morons. They're douchebags. It's huge right now. It's huge.
And are they gonna bomb us, or what are they gonna do?
They're probably gonna bomb China first.
They're gonna bomb China. I mean China. What? I can't even. Oh my god!
But collect yourself, people. Collect
that's
yourself.
There's a billion humans on China, though.
That's a billion less.
Where am I gonna get my lighters?
A billion jobs to fill. Yeah. So they were talking about how they would actually dismantle missiles. They would fail on the launches.
Really?
Yeah. They've actually they sabotaged the missiles so they wouldn't launch. And they've done that various times. They fly over shit to dismantle it from, like, exploding. Because apparently what happens is
nothing can even stop a bridge from collapsing.
Yeah.
These guys are stopping nuclear weapons.
Yeah. Apparently what happens with the nuclear blast, it's so abrupt, so much energy that it rips through timelines. It, like, that's why they stopped nuclear blasts.
Oh. Yeah. So
that's, I mean, they'll let fucking Chernobyl melt to fucking hell.
Because that's not going to fuck with
it's
time.
It's not going to rip timelines. It's not going to rip dimensional shifts. Yeah.
Oh, so only when it pertains to timelines and disrupting.
Wait, so if Chernobyl had exploded, they would have helped out?
Well, I'm sure if that shit would have blew up, but it wouldn't have blown up. It would just melt.
But
it's a nuclear reactor.
Yeah,
it just melts.
Yeah.
So they want when the shiny thing happens, when the explosion happens, that's when they step in.
That's a very focused point of energy that rips through dimensions. I guess.
But I mean,
it affects other beings, so they stop it so it won't ripple through.
Hold on a second. If it affects other beings, then that would mean what's going on here is affecting other beings that aren't on this planet?
Technically, yeah.
Why?
That's from what I understand. It's a ripple effect. It's like the law. One of the laws that they say is all is one. One is all and all is one.
Okay.
So the way he says it, it's like a theorem of the one.
Does that mean?
This is the way he explains it. It's pretty interesting, actually. It's like, imagine the universe empty, completely empty, right? Like a vacuum, if you want to say.
Sweet.
And there's one particular particle, just one particle, right? That one particle, because there's no referencing to anything else, is infinitely fast, right?
Whoa.
Infinite speed. And it can become anything in any particular point at any time. So the way to describe it is that one particular particle is the universe.
Oh.
And that's how it is now. So that's why what we do affects others around us.
George,
because we're
crack.
That one particle.
Oh, no. I mean, I think this is interesting, dude. Because, it's quite a possibility. I mean, infinite amount of possibilities
because
the way
really
the universe
can't
works.
Because they really can't take pictures of atoms. Yeah, it's just a blur.
Well, does it work the reverse way, though?
How does that mean?
I mean, I'm pretty sure nothing that aliens are doing affects me, right?
Well, yeah, it can. I mean, I don't know.
No,
that's
really.
The thing.
I mean, if...
I mean, we're just using our 3D brains. We don't know fucking the grip of shit.
Well, the only
do you have a 40 brain I don't know about?
I don't know, bro. It's in my back pocket.
Yeah, but how do you know that aliens haven't affected you, I mean, in already? I mean, you got to think about ancient aliens.
Dude, I bet you have
how
kids,
they influence
bro. I bet
our
you
ancestors.
Have ET kids.
How dare you?
You've been fucking with ET chicks.
Well,
right?
Listen, I'd rather have an ET than like a chick that's covered in tattoos and does cocaine and stuff. Got
covered in tattoos, I'm down. No cocaine, sorry.
It tends to be a bad sign.
A little bit after cuddling.
Yeah. As long as she's, you know, no weird daddy issues, no dancing on the pole, none of that.
Back to explosions, then, I mean, fucking with the timelines.
No, but how can our actions affect them, but their actions don't affect us? I mean,
no,
I'm pretty sure we haven't sent.
I think it's universal, bro.
No, well,
absolutely
we haven't
universal.
Sent. Have we sent ships out to other planets to prevent them from blowing shit up?
I don't know.
We don't have the technology.
Which would mean that what they do probably doesn't affect us, right?
I don't know. Well, think about it. If they've helped
I'm
us,
it doesn't make sense.
No, like say their actions stopped nuclear disasters,
right?
So it stopped the Earth from devastating.
Because
so
it would affect them.
Yes,
correct.
Likely,
yeah,
because
they would affect
the
timeline.
Then similarly, wouldn't what they're doing affect us?
I think what they're really shooting for is to help us elevate or ascend somehow to become better.
So no,
okay,
yeah,
no, it wouldn't. It wouldn't affect us. How has it affected us? How has anything, any alien, whatever done affected you?
Ancient aliens and the way they influence our ancestors.
Well, because you're making.
I'm just giving you theories.
You're making the opposite argument. So how does the reverse now?
How are they? How them preventing nuclear devastation not helped us?
No, I'm saying wouldn't it affect them though? You said it affects them, right? It
affects them in the way that they helped us elong our lives, maybe ascend somehow, different timelines. I don't know.
Right.
Or potentially fucking up the entire universe.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
It's in their best benefit, and they have the technology to do so.
But then
we
wouldn't
don't.
Then the reverse also be true? Wouldn't then shit that they do affect
said,
us?
You know, they've said like, you know, what is
I'm
it that you guys?
I'm saying I don't think it. I don't see how anything
they
do
they,
ever affects me.
They've asked them like people have asked like Bashar, like, what is it that you guys learned from
so it
us?
Doesn't make
right?
Sense.
What do you guys learn from us? He goes, we learn polarity from you guys. You guys are totally. You think you're separate from the universe, and it isn't the same. It isn't the case.
Mm.
You guys are gods that actually are incarnated in a place that's so fucking limited. That it's amazing to see gods that know are everything and be nothing at the same time.
Wow.
And that's amazing to
not
see you
nothing.
Guys ascend.
I'm going to kick Bashar's ass.
And to see you guys little by little.
Shout out to Bashar.
It doesn't
like,
mean it.
You know,
it doesn't mean
little
it.
By
doesn't
little, mean. Little by little re-understand, remember themselves.
Okay.
Like,
I get beamed
capacity.
Up right now.
And that's
experimented on.
Yeah.
You, get beamed up.
Guys,
hey, listen, you little shit.
What's that light over Martinelli's head? What's up? We all step back, one stop, you know.
I'm thinking about Hiroshima right now.
Yeah.
Wasn't that significant?
That's an atomic blast. That's not that.
That wouldn't affect the. Oh, okay.
What?
Yeah, atomic and nuclear are two different animals. Yeah.
They are?
Yeah.
Aren't they? I'm pretty sure.
A nuclear blast is like maybe 100 or more atomic blasts.
So what you're saying is an atom bomb was not a nuclear weapon?
It was a big fucking, you know, it was an atomic weapon, but it wasn't a nuclear weapon.
How come this whole time I thought it was?
Nuclear weapons are more powerful
than an atomic bomb?
Yeah.
It was like a huge amount of, like...
And that's what Saddam
energy.
Had?
I don't know if he had that.
Oh, man. See, that's
crazy. Oh, that's right. The nuclear fucking, you know, arsenal shit. Poor guy. He was in a hole, man. When they found him, that's fucked up, man.
Yeah, well, I mean...
Dude, he had all kinds of money hidden all... The fucking military guys, right? They would find little caves of... jackpots of fucking stashes of cash.
Wow.
Remember that? Don't you guys remember that?
No.
When they were looking
14.
For Hussein?
No.
Oh, dude, that would have been the ultimate fucking hip-hop fucking video.
No, we were fetuses.
Oh. Yeah, the military guys would fucking find hundreds of thousands of millions of dollars, whatever, in cash, American cash, in like these fucking basements of fucking houses and... under rocks and shit and caves. Yeah, it was pretty impressive.
Damn.
Were the aliens watching that too, or do they only watch when we're doing nuclear?
Yeah,
well, they care about nuclear cards. Whatever.
Yeah. So, overall, aliens have affected us, in a sense.
Yeah, they're trying to keep us around.
Yeah. Experimental reasons?
Yeah.
They're studying us?
Actually,
that's what my buddy would say.
The Al-Yel, from my understanding, Burchard explains, they're hybrids. We're their kids.
Oh,
they take our DNA.
Ew.
Dude, that coincides with the video that I showed, that that alien...
Bad radio.
There was a video that I showed these guys of an alien
that was
essentially from the future. He was one of our ancestors from the future. That's what us humans evolved into. And, I mean, that's potentially true.
They're a mixture from, he explains, they're a mixture of gray and human.
Oh, so grays and humans got it. Oh.
I don't know, but they couldn't reproduce, so they had to do it genetically, like, you know, in a lab type of environment.
Ah, that's crazy, man.
That's trippy, so that's why they help us, because we're their parents.
George, have you ever been diagnosed with schizophrenia?
I know.
Or anything?
Coming from the night.
Hey, you know what? He's just transferring knowledge.
That's all.
That's all it is.
Tell me about the cat people.
Ooh, the cat people.
They're apparently alien cats.
They like Friskies. They love fucking
They love scratching posts.
they abduct people just for catnip.
I am a hugely successful broadcaster. This is what my life has become.
You got demoted to us, bro.
God
sorry.
Damn. No, I feel like if people could take an excerpt from this segment of the show and just like play it for a psychology class at Cal State LA or whatever and say, this is what insane people sound like. The homeless on the street.
Here's a question. What if there's a disclosure? What if they do, you know, open up with there is ETs? And what would that mean for psychology? All these people saying that they've been abducted, all these dreams, all these fucking apparitions.
That opens
what does
up
that
a
mean?
New
egg
realm
on
of
my
possibility.
Face.
It's like you know,
darn.
Most definitely. I mean, it opens up a huge realm of possibilities of those people. They weren't just fucking inbred.
It's like, you know what? Let's
weirdos.
Joe Blow out of his car. You know,
insane asylum.
Yeah,
Grandpa's
insane.
Been telling the truth this whole time.
Well, okay.
Oh my God.
Sorry, Grandpa.
Look. No offense to anybody that has felt that they've been abducted, but wouldn't it make sense that if you were an alien species trying to abduct somebody and you want to keep it hush-hush, who are you going to abduct? The people that are less credible. And that, I mean,
that's good strategy.
Yeah.
I mean, exactly. But to be fair, because here's the thing. One reason I do believe my friend who says he was abducted is he really, one of the things he told me that really sort of got me, you know, sort of in the heart was he was like, listen, man, he says, I've lost friends over this. I don't know who to turn to talk about this.
Wow.
I can't go to a therapist. I've had my own, like, guys I have known forever tell me I'm crazy. I've had people tell me I'm crazy to my face. And, you know, and I see that, when it gets into that, that's when I start thinking, possibly. You know what I mean? I no.
Yeah, I'm sure it's more rampant.
I'm still confused.
I'm sure it's more rampant than, you know, people let on. Because for that particular reason.
I feel like the first time a straight girl feels when she gets
isolating themselves from
people. You don't know
people,
what to believe.
You know? No, yeah. It's crazy. But, yeah, I mean, it makes sense, you know? You're gonna do something, you want to keep it hush-hush, you're going to do it to the people that nobody's going to fucking believe.
Or could it also be that, say, you're the government, right, and you want to keep it hush-hush. One of the best ways you do that is you brand all those people crazy. Mm. Like, isn't it, you said that you're going to believe this guy? This guy's nuts. Mm. Where's your tinfoil hat at, nut job?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's a really good sort of deflection strategy, isn't it?
Yeah. When you think about it. That's exactly what I'm saying.
But I'm saying it's the government who wants to keep it hush hush then.
Well, but it also has to be a part with the aliens and their strategy. I mean, I think obviously if they want to keep it hush hush because they don't want to be discovered worldwide. Just yet, for some reason or another.
George, do other countries know about the aliens?
Oh yeah, it's like the U.S. is the last one.
Really?
Yeah, they're the like
even like Ethiopia and stuff.
I guess
Guatemala. Yeah.
From what I understand, it's like the U.S. is the only government that really keeps it hush hush. Nobody else gives a fuck. I mean, Japan has already international galactic fucking associations already established.
Really?
In their government shit.
That's interesting. Yeah. What?
What?
Yeah.
When did this happen?
I don't know when it happened, but they have it. And it's like, U.S. is the only one that says hush. Everybody's like, even Putin said fucking, my buddy Putin. Putin. He mentioned a few times, I've seen a few videos that he goes, if you don't tell your fucking American people,
I will.
Yeah.
He said that?
Yeah.
I hope he does.
Yeah, I really hope he does.
I just became Putin's biggest fan.
I'm really rooting that Obama does or says something
before he
leaves.
I think he may. I heard
something
like that he was going to disclose before he gets out of office.
Will?
One of the channel people said that.
Wow.
I don't know if the probability's there, but
how
it's gonna
awesome
happen.
Would that be?
Yeah,
if it doesn't happen, you know your channel is a piece of shit fraud. Fraud!
Damn, you're a fraud.
And we're going to call him out on the show.
Fucking frauds.
Yeah.
But it's all probabilities. Shysters. It's all, you know, it all, I think technically the way they look at it, it all exists at the same time, but there's probabilities of things actually happening, because technically the future can't be predicted because we shift so many times.
That's what I
should have
said. That's what I should have said when I predicted Hillary was going to win. You guys, it's all probabilities. I mean, we're shifting constantly. So technically I was right, right?
Hillary, you're technically right.
Right, exactly. That's what I'm saying.
On a version
it's
of
all probabilities.
In an alternate universe,
right.
Hillary's the president
that's
right now.
That's right.
President-elect.
I'm right as always. That's right. And from here on, everything I say will be
right,
because you know what? We're all shifting all the time. It's all probabilities.
100%, bro. 100%.
That's right. On the happiest note we could ever possibly end the show on.
On a shift.
On a shift.
Oh, thanks for joining us. Thanks for having us. Sorry about the weird breaks and interruptions, but we'll work on that. In any event, until next time, I am Alex Martinelli for JD Marcel and George Antonio, reminding you to never stop learning.
Bye.
Bye-bye.